once again in the name of the Most High, as beings that are here as an extension of the source of all life. I greet you amidst all that's taking place in this paradigm at such a time as this. As we continue to move forward, as we continue to deal with and grapple with the reality of, or the seeming reality of this existence and this construct. But while it's all being made known, we're starting to realize, hey, it's not what people thought it was. And this is happening at large. This is not just happening as a singular thing, but a lot of people are waking up to the fact that this whole thing that we've been surrounded by is not what we were told. And then who told us? Okay. So certain things around the perceptions of time. Okay. Now, the scriptures in the realm of when the discussion around I am, right? Okay. So Jesus said before Moses was I am. This aspect of the eternal, or why don't we just say ever-present as well, being of who we are, and being able to shift into that understanding and that reality rather than the illusion of time. So now, some other research I was doing recently, more and more physicists and people that work in quantum mechanics and the rest of it, they're starting to come up with the statements that, you know what, time is not what we thought it was. And you know, I heard a good analogy on this recently. People said, "Oh, okay, well, how does that work? Because you know, we see time." Well, if you go by everything that's perceptual, here's the analogy. Well, if you're standing on a railroad track and you look down on the horizon, if you did that, according to your perception, you would think that those tracks meet off in the distance. But the reality of it is, if you trace those tracks and you walked and you continue to go, you would see that they never met. But the perception you have is that they did. So it doesn't necessarily mean that what you perceive to be true is actually true. Right? Okay. So, you know, when it comes to time and space, when it comes to the perception of the way that time is. So what we've been surrounded by has been this, and this is where we start getting to all those discussions around Maya and the world of illusion and all that. But for what purpose? You know, are we surrounded by a world of illusion just for the sake of illusion, or does it serve a purpose? Well, the purpose that I've seen that it served, that old system, has been to siphon off the energy and harvest that which is in and around the people. And they do that through looshing, through creating all these different situations whereby they can start stealing and harvesting your energy. Now, when you start recognizing what's really going on, it becomes very difficult for them to do that to you, because you move from a place of fear, which is the world and the world system, to a place of love and a place of understanding and a place of moving up into the reality of who you really are, and out of the fear-based time construct and into true reality of who you are. So your frequency goes up, and as your frequency goes up, it's tough for them to lose you, because you are now beyond their dimension. See, their dimension is very low and base. Okay, if you want to keep it in religious terms, the devil, okay? I know a lot of people struggle to get away from the religious programming, because that too is a trap, by the way. There was somebody that wrote me recently, I looked at this writing, and what it was them struggling with their own religious programming versus the reality of what's been either said or written from here, and them wanting me to change to fit there because they're uncomfortable. That's why they wrote in the first place. So people want you to change to match their prison cell rather than going inwards and seeing the reality of certain things. Okay. Jesus said the kingdom is within you, right? Okay. All right. If the kingdom is within, now when did he say that? He said it while he was walking among them. So he was helping people to understand. He didn't go do some convoluted things to then establish it in... He was letting people know right then and there, you have something within you. Now, he was waking people up to that reality. He was waking them up to who they really were and activating that connection with them and in them. So, and so in that whole sequence, if when Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, right? So, he's truth. So, with Jesus being truth, then... anytime you come to the truth, as uncomfortable as it may be, you can align with that. You can search within, because truth resonates within the person who's already set themselves towards truth. If you set it within your being that your frequency and your desire and your intention is towards truth, then whenever you come across it, it's very easy for you to connect with it and for you to change to align with it. See, that's part of the reason why you're bludgeoned with the lie all day by their system. You're bludgeoned with low frequency information, lies and deception, junk when it comes to food and calories, so that will bring you down, because when you eat junk food and the rest of that doesn't take you up to a high vibration. When you eat real food and real things, that raises your vibration. That raises your frequency. So just little things like that. Why are they bombarding you on all sides at all times with this? Because they want to keep you in a place to be harvested. So now, but when you start stepping up and out, all of a sudden now, they can't harvest you anymore. Because you're not in that place anymore. You're not in that place to be harvested anymore, because it's too difficult for them to get to you, because you're operating at a higher place in a higher state. Now, we're in this window of time, if you want to call it that, because everything already, if you haven't already noticed, time is not what people thought it was before. Time is becoming extremely fluid and extremely malleable. It's moving quickly and fast, and things that you thought were one way are a different way. You get up and it's different. All of that's happening, and many, many things are being allowed to manifest as well as we start moving into our own power, as all this stuff is getting broken up. But time is not what you thought it was, and their entire concept of and control construct is falling apart. That's why they're going so heavy and so hard on trying to get more and more fear pumped into your reality. Because they want to bring you down. So this is where you take some personal responsibility and decide where you want to put your focus, your consciousness, your intention. Listen, you can create anything. You being an extension of the creator of all things, having within you that power of that made everything, that is everything, that's the source of all things. Okay. You're one with him, right? As the Father and I are one, that they may be one, even as it's okay, it's there. Right. So if you're one, who are you one with? What does he do? What's he about? And if that's there, that's you, then what are you doing with that power? You have in you the power to create whatever it is that you believe that that's there to create and to do. Whatever that impetus is within you, that quickening within you, you can do that. And this is a reality that the worlders have worked very hard to keep you away from. See, what they do is they work to keep you in a place where you create their system. So they bring you in through seduction, through fear, through whatever it may be, into their system. And then they get you to put in all your energy and all that creative spark that's within you to build the slave system for the next set of people. And the whole time, loosing your energy and stealing that power that's there within you all the way into the grave. Pharmaing you all the way into the grave. You know, putting you in that situation all the way into the grave. Constantly in fear, always in debt, always a slave. That's their system. It's merciless. It is loveless. It is fear-based. It is driven by ignorance and people's unwillingness to take responsibility for themselves and to move in their own power. They want someone else to do it for them. Listen, how many people want somebody else to do it for them? And they want them to do it for them so that, one, they don't have to take any responsibility for what happens in their life. And two, when things don't go perfectly right, the way that they want it to go, they want to be able to moan and complain and blame that person. Right? So lift these saviors up and then tear them down. And all the while, where is that person in the equation? Where's that person in the sequence? Where's that person in their life? Nowhere. They've not gone anywhere. Why? Because you remained a child. You've remained in a situation of constantly looking for someone else to do it for you and not moving in the power that's always been within you to do it yourself. To engage yourself. Okay, how do you do it? Well, the power comes in the action you take. When you take action, things change. What do you? Let's just simplest things. Okay, do you want to be healthier? All right. Okay. Well, is it a wish, or is it something that you truly intend to do? Because if it's a wish, you don't take any actions. It's just a wish. Oh, I wish I was healthier. Okay, that's it. That stops and ends right there. But if it's something that you are active towards, okay, then you will start taking steps in that direction. So you start looking at the things that might make you unhealthy and cut those out. You start looking at the options in your own life that allow for the healthiness of your world to increase. You know, and if the first thing that starts is the excuses, then you've already gone off track. If the first thing that starts in your own mind is, oh, I can't do this because whatever, I don't have any money. You can learn to breathe. Doesn't cost anything. You can get a high quality water filter. It's a single one-time investment. And that's going to affect and remove a ton of impurities that you put in your body every day. That's small things. So if your first inclination is towards making an excuse, then you're already missing it. Don't make excuses, take action, even in the smallest way. By doing the actions, your reality will change. You will start tapping into and moving in the power that's within you to create. I really want you to get this today, because the power of that will change everything about your experience here. I am more hopeful today, at this moment, than I probably have been in my entire experience of this life, for what is possible and what is probable for every person that walks in the truth. That walks in. Now, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, right? So, okay. So, for everyone that is in that, in the path of truth, and stepping out from this slave system, I am more and more and more optimistic of what's possible and what's likely and what's on the horizon. And you know what? And doesn't, for me, what the world is doing and their system is doing, and they're working very, very hard to try to create and to pull everybody down. But I see through that. We see through that. When we see through what they're trying to do, it loses its power. When you see through what they're trying to do with their system, it all of a sudden now, you've completely destroyed and disbanded their game. You've seen the magic trick. You know, it's kind of like that magician, right? He's got all these... these six-year-olds, seven-year-olds, wowed. Oh my gosh, look at how he did that. And then, as soon as a kid realizes, hey, he's got a fake thumb. Or, oh, I see how he did that. There's a hole in the ring where he's got his finger. Or whatever it is. Once you see and understand how the trick is done, the whole thing loses, the illusion loses its mystique. The whole thing comes apart. And then every time he repeats that same trick, going forward, you're like, ah, I know I did that. And you start telling the guy next to you, look at that thumb. Look at that thumb. Look, can't you see it's a different color to his hand? Once you see and know what the trick is that they use, and the thing is they continue to repeat the same trick over and over and over again. Once you see and know what their trick is, you can just go above and beyond it completely. You do not have to participate in their game. You don't. Now, if you set your intention towards something different, and you start taking a step in that direction of something different and just keep moving, here's what's going to happen. Other things are going to come towards you to support the manifestation and the creation of what you know to be true. And you're going to see that happen in your reality and in your experience as you continue to persist. If you just take a step and stop, and that's it. You stop right there. Take a step and persist. Take a step and keep going. Despite what others may say, despite whatever might be coming around you to try to discourage you or take you in another direction, you keep going with what you know within you to be true. See, this is what the... okay. When I speak of God, I'm speaking of the source of all life. When we see a lot of people when they talk about God, I'm not quite sure what they're talking about. So I have to clarify, because a lot of people when they speak of God, they may be talking about all kinds of things. So I have to clarify this. You know, I have to clarify a few different things, because sometimes, you know, people aren't on the same page. They use similar words to me, but they're not talking about the same thing. They're not talking about, they don't mean the same thing. So, I truly believe and see that a big part of what our Creator, God, Source, has been doing with those that would listen is getting them to move into who they are. This is part of the reason why you're here right now in the first place. You know, if the goal of you being here was just to get you out of here, then why would you need to continue to experience this reality here in the first place? But if you're here for a purpose and for a reason and to do and to contribute something in this paradigm, now there's a reason for you to continue to be here. until it's done. And then when it's done, move on. Let's move on to the next thing. I don't want to repeat this. At the same time, I'm not going to diminish this or take away from the maximum of what this reality is supposed to be too. Because every state of life and every state of being has a beautiful way that it can be if you can see what it is. You know, I have friends that are single that, you know, wish that they were married, for example. Well, I know people that are married that want to be single. Okay. But in that reality of being single, look, there's a beautiful way of being in that state. And yeah, there's you can either focus on the things that are wonderful about that state, or you can focus on the things that you don't like about that state. But if you maximize that state of being, then when the next state of being comes along, you will have done the last one well, and you'll be ready for the next one. So, you know, you have the ability during, if you're single out there and you're listening to this, you've got less commitments and distractions. So you have the ability to learn, to study, to train yourself, to discipline yourself, to bring good patterns into your life that you can use for the rest of your life. You know, I learned to train my body during that period of my life. So now that I'm married, I'm able to still maintain something because I learned that during a window when I had the space to learn it. You know, it doesn't mean you can't do it later, but use the phase and the time that you have in the best way that you possibly can. You'll get the most out of it. Listen, enjoy the phase that you're in right now. This is a time where everything that can be shaken is being shaken. Things are coming apart. Their old system is being exposed. The emperor has no clothes. You see things for what they are. The magic trick has completely lost its power. They're scrambling. They tell a lie and it's exposed the next day. All of that. But what now are you going to do with the fact that you understand that that creative spark is within you and you can do and create and manifest anything in this time? So what will you do with that? Will you cower in fear and fall for the programming and sit there and wait and use that which is in you to create, to co-create a fallen reality and a fear-based consciousness? Or will you move into your true power within, take responsibility, time to adult, time to step up, time to step out? Will you move in that and take the actions that you may not have anyone else around you at the moment supporting you in it, but start? And as you start, you watch and you see how many people that recognize that, how many other people you'll unlock that in them by just the sheer nature of you doing and you moving in what you know to be true. You will not be able to keep people away from you when you start moving like that. They're going to be everywhere. Because why? Because they recognize somebody moving in truth. And they're there with you. Sometimes it just takes one person to take a step. And then everybody else realizes that you can take that step and they all come forward. So it's time for a bit of courage. Listen, you don't have to do everything yourself, all right? You just have to do your part. Just play the role that you can play. Do the part that you can do. And watch and see how so many other things get unlocked. Listen, don't be afraid of anything right now. Nothing. Nothing. Okay? Don't be afraid of anything. Really, all these paper tigers are nothing. Just there's a few steps here and there to take, a few things here and there to do. Do them And after that, move forward in incredible power and in incredible reality. We're shaping a brand new human experience that we will experience going forward from here. And yes, not everyone is going to go that way, but you will. So you should rejoice in that. All right. Bless you. You can always drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Been away for a long time. Bless you. Keep on keeping on. Be encouraged. There's nothing to worry about. There's a few things to do. We're doing them. All of us are. All right? Okay, bless you. Talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.